Arizona Republican Blake Masters hammers rubber stamp Senator Mark Kelly for voting for $700 billion inflation reduction bill. By Jacob Bliss on August 8, 2022. Trump-backed Republican Blake Masters, running for the U.S. Senate in Arizona, hammered Grand Canyon State Senator Mark Kelly on being a rubber stamp for the Democrats' radical agenda and voting for the $700 billion inflation reduction bill this past weekend. Masters, in a video over the weekend, said no one has to ask which way Kelly is going to vote on bills in the Senate because he's another rubber stamp for the radical left's agenda. No one asks that question. You don't need to. You always know which way Mark Kelly is going to vote. Whatever the party line is, he toes it. So, he's going to own this horrible vote, Masters said. On Sunday, the Senate passed the $700 billion Inflation Reduction Act, a scaled-down version of the Build Back Better Act, on a party-line vote, with Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie, 51-50. The bill was created after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, struck a deal. The Inflation Reduction Act focuses on reducing the deficit and curbing inflation, extending enhanced Obamacare subsidies, spending more than $300 billion on climate change programs, and allowing Medicare to negotiate the price of drugs, Breitbart News's Sean Moran wrote. The Trump-backed Republican looking to unseat Kelly also stated that the incumbent is lying when he says he's a moderate and that he's lying when he says he's an independent because his voting record shows otherwise. In fact, Masters implied that the Democrats would have to lie about Kelly's record and lie about Masters in order to get Kelly re-elected. That's all they've got, he insisted. Come November, you'll see, Arizona doesn't want a rubber stamp leftist. They want someone who can think for themselves and help get this country back on track. Watch. Masters also mentioned that Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Arizona's other United States senator, is also pretty left-wing even though she might not seem like it. But she always votes with the Democrats, more than 90% of the time. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.